We come to the 85th Psalm, and this is a psalm that certain critics have attempted to identify it with the return under Ezra and Nehemiah. And actually, it has no reference to that whatsoever. And the reason that the critic has done that is because he has not recognized that the psalms are prophetic. And this is a psalm of the sons of Korah. And we are in this section here where we have several writers of the psalms. And the amazing thing is that they tell a story. These psalms have been put together. Now, I'm not going to insist on the inspiration of the arrangement of the psalms. But believe me, it looks to me like God had an oversight of it, because they're systematized in a way that tell a story. And we have found one cluster here, another cluster there, and a bunch of them here. And as a result, why, they tell out a prophetic story or present a prophetic picture. And that's what we're having in this section here, and this psalm looks to the future. That is my reason today, and there are a great many people think that I'm rather narrow in this connection. Some call me narrow and others call me square. And how can you be narrow and square at the same time? I don't know, because if I squared, you'd have to be a little wide. But regardless of that, I have no confidence in any translation made by liberals. I feel like a certain minister here in Southern California put it. He says, we might as well trust a lunatic for a lawyer, a quack for a physician, a wolf for a sheepdog, an alligator for a babysitter, a rapist as a Girl Scout leader, or a communist for our president. No modernist can be trusted with the translation of the Word of God or the proclamation of the Word of God. And that's the end of his quotation. And you know, I say amen to that. My feeling is that we need a translation by men who believe they were translating the very Word of God itself. And therefore, I can accept some of these modern translations. Now, what we have here in this psalm, therefore, is a picture of the future. Now, will you listen to it? Psalm 85, verse 1. Lord, thou hast been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Now, you see, because of that statement, why, they assume that it means the return from the Babylonian captivity. But actually, a very small remnant returned at that time, less than 60,000, and the bulk of the people did not return, and this has no reference at all to that. This is looking forward to the kingdom, when God brings them back into the land. Now listen to it. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sin. What a glorious, wonderful picture this is, and it can have only reference to the future. It certainly didn't depict the condition in that day. If you think that it does, read the books of Ezra, Nehemiah, and Haggai, and Zechariah, and Malachi. Why, Malachi goes after these people because of the fact their hearts were far from God. Oh, they were attending the temple and bringing sacrifices, but their hearts were far from God. This is a different picture here altogether.